Oh, somebody's arriving a little bit late this morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Mrs. Mop.
Yes.
Isn't it? Mrs. Mop. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm so glad that you can join us at church this morning. But, Mrs. Mop, can I just ask you one question? I think it's the question that's probably on everybody's mind.
Yes.
Mrs. Mop, why are you carrying an ironing board with you to church this morning?
Honestly, you never know. Somebody in church today might have creased their shirt. They might need it ironed, and you always need to be prepared, Patrick.
And Mrs. Mott, what's in the big cardboard box? Why have you got that with you?
Well, just in case I see something that, you know, needs to go in a box.
It's an empty box. An empty box.
I told you I like to be prepared, Patrick. And lots of things can go in a box, but only if you have a box.
It's a good point. And what about the mop, Mrs. Mop? What about the mop that's behind
you? Spillages, Patrick, spillages.
And all the bags? You've got so many bags with
yes,
you.
Yes, I have. Now, let's see. I've got a bag with biscuits. So it's got my emergency biscuits in, and then I've got more biscuits in case the other biscuits aren't enough. And I've got 17 tea towels, Patrick, because you can never have enough tea towels. That's just science. And this one's got a rug in it, only a small one, mind.
Mrs. Mott, why have you brought a rug with you?
Just in case I find myself somewhere rugless.
Mrs. Mop, you look tired. Exhausted, actually, I'd say.
Nonsense. I'm absolutely fine. I've never been better, actually. I just need to adjust this. A little bit. I'm fine.
Why don't you put some of it down, Mrs.
Mott? Put it down, Patrick. I might need it.
You might need an ironing board at church.
You don't know my life. Oh.
Mrs. Mott, what have you got in here? What have you got in here? 1,001 things that you might possibly need one day, but probably won't. Mrs. Mott, are all these things that you're carrying around, are all these things actually maybe your worries that you're carrying around? You know, sort of in bag form.
It might be, Patrick, maybe a bit. There's the what if the bus is late bag. Then there's the what if it rains also snows and there's an eclipse bag. Then what if everyone's cross with me bag? That one is particularly heavy, Patrick.
Mrs. Mop, I think they all look quite heavy, really.
They are, Patrick. They really, really are. And if I'm honest, I can't actually remember the last time my arms weren't tired from carrying a bag full of something.
Well, do you know, Mrs. Mott, there's a Bible verse about this that might help you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened," that means tired and carrying heavy things, "and I will give you rest."
Well, just like that. No forms to fill in. No two forms of ID and a packet of biscuits and an ironing board to prove your effort.
No. Jesus just says, "Come to me."
He didn't say, "Come to me, but keep holding on to everything," by any chance, did he, Patrick?
No, he didn't, Mrs. Mop. He said, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Not, "Come to me, but keep carrying an ironing board." He'll give you rest.
Oh, that is so much better. Everything feels so much better, Patrick. I feel so much lighter.
Got a bit of mop there. So much lighter.
Yeah.
Funny that, isn't it? When you've put everything that was heavy down.
Do you mind if I leave all this here?
Well, I don't actually think it was doing you any good carrying it all around with you, was it, Mrs.
No.
Mott? So I think you can leave all of that there, and maybe you can leave some of those heavy worries with Jesus.
Do you think, Patrick, that Jesus would mind if I took maybe a couple of packets of biscuits with me to the kitchen, and then possibly we could share them with everyone else at the end of the service?
I think he'd think that was a very good idea, Mrs. Mop. I think that would be a great idea. Oh. You take your biscuits to the kitchen and we can share them. But you leave the rest of this here.
I leave all my tea towels.
You leave all of this here.
And my rug.
And your rug.
And my bean bag and everything else here.
Oh, and you can go...
Rest.
And rest. Oh,
rest and biscuits. Thank you,
thank
Patrick.
You, Mrs. Mop.
Thank you.
Wow, Mrs. Mop was carrying so many heavy things, wasn't she? She came into church carrying a mop.
No.
Carrying a mop. And an ironing board. An ironing board. And a rug. Oh, I'm going to move some of these things out of the way. Carrying an ironing board. And a mop. And a rug. And so many bags with her. 17 tea towels. That was the scientifically correct number of tea towels, she said. But, you know, sometimes I think we all do the same, don't we? She had those heavy bags. She had bags. She had a what if everybody's cross with me bag? That felt really heavy to her, didn't it? And she had her what if the bus is late bag, and she had all her worries about the weather, didn't she? And all sorts of other things. And maybe sometimes we do the same, don't we? We carry lots of things with us in our hearts, maybe not in boxes or bags really that you can see, but in our hearts and in our minds, we carry things that feel heavy, don't they? They feel really heavy inside. I think we do exactly the same as Mrs. Mop. And did you hear Mrs. Mop when I said, why don't you put some of them down, Mrs. Mop? What did she say? She said, oh, no, no, no. I'm fine. Never been better, didn't she? She pretended everything was just fine for her, even though she was gasping out of breath, just about to fall over. She said, no, I'm fine. She just pretended that everything was fine, didn't she? I think sometimes we do the same, don't we? We pretend that we're just fine when actually we're carrying things that feel really heavy to us. And maybe we're just on the edge of just falling over because of all the heavy things that we're carrying inside. Maybe worries on our heart, maybe thoughts and things that concern us, maybe things that make us feel sad. Those things, they're not physically heavy, but they feel heavy, don't they, in our hearts. But Jesus says, come to me, all you who are carrying heavy burdens and who are tired, and I will give you rest. He promises that when we bring the things that make us feel like we're carrying heavy burdens to him, he lets us put them down and leave them with him. We don't have to keep carrying them for ourselves. He'll carry them for us. He didn't say, come to me and prove how hard you've tried to carry it on your own. He didn't say, come to me, but keep carrying it anyway. He just said, come to me and I'll give you rest. So I wonder, perhaps today we could think of something that we're carrying in our hearts or in our minds that feels heavy to us. Something that feels heavy. And I wonder, what would it feel like for you to just put that heavy thing down? To put that heavy thing down, to hand it over to Jesus So let him take it from you and for him to give you rest. What would it feel like just to put that heavy burden down?